Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy says he will not rule out using constitutional powers to take away Catalonia's autonomous status if the region declares independence. Earlier, thousands of protesters gathered at rallies in Barcelona, Madrid, and other Spanish cities as Catalonians continue to push for secession from Spain after last week's independence referendum. And that poll, deemed illegal by Madrid, 90% voted to break with Spain, but the turnout was well under half of the electorate. Hurricane Nate has made landfall near the mouth of the Mississippi River, expected to make a second landfall on the U.S. Gulf Coast within hours. Ed Rappaport is a forecaster with the U.S. National Hurricane Center.
Most of the weather now is located to the east of the center. The rain and the highest storm surge will be occurring there. There are warnings up for much of the central part of the Gulf Coast and spreading inland. Hurricane warnings remain in effect from the mouth of the Mississippi River eastward to the Alabama coast, and large area tropical storm warnings exist farther to the north.
Nate is moving at a fast clip, which could help minimize damage. Winds decreased to about 85 kilometers per hour, expected to further weaken. In its wake, Nate has left 25 people dead across Central America. Explosions at a natural gas station in Accra rocked the Ghanaian capital, causing a massive fire that forced residents to flee. Reuters reports that there have been casualties, according to the Deputy Information Minister. Explosions launched a huge fireball into the sky that could be heard across the city. This is VOA News.